Other cities. Brighton. Brighton is famous for its fantastic seaside palace, the Royal Pavilion with its Indian domes and minarets, and its Chinese-style interior. Since the Prince Regent, later King George IV, first visited Brighton and Hove in 1783, the palace has become a landmark not to be missed. And, thanks to his influence, some of the finest examples of Regency architecture in England can be found in Brighton and Hove. The Regency townhouse, or elegant Preston Manor, with its refined atmosphere of an Edwardian gentry home, is worth seeing. The Fun Centre has been the traditional and modern Victorian palace pier on the seaside. Cambridge. Today, Cambridge is inseparable from its university, whose superb buildings help make it one of the world's loveliest cities. But there was a settlement there 1,000 years before the university. A Roman fort crowned Castle Mound near a crossing of the River Cam, and later there was a Saxon castle, market town and port. William the Conqueror and Oliver Cromwell both defended the hill, but nothing remains of their forts. The oldest structure today is the Saxon Tower of St. Bennet's Church, built around 1020. Peterhouse, the first college, was founded in 1284. The tower of Great St. Mary's Church yields fine views over the city. The university area retains an air of seclusion, despite new industries beyond. There are many museums, for example from the University Museum of Archaeology, to the Cambridge Art and Holographic Centre on Magdalena Street. Oxford. The university itself dates from the 13th century. The first colleges were founded, University College, Merton and Balliol. Today there are 35 colleges, each with its own character and traditions. The city also has several fine museums, including the Ashmolean, Britain's oldest public museum, the Oxford University Museum and the Museum of the History of Science. University ceremonies and concerts are held in the Sheldonian Theatre. The Sheldonian Theatre is the first full-scale building designed by Sir Christopher Wren, who based it on the Theatre of Marcellus in Rome. Liverpool. Liverpool is a world city with an 800-year history. The fortunes of this exciting, mercurial city have changed with the high and low tides on the River Mersey. Its position at the hub of world trade made it a cosmopolitan city with a unique accent, a city of humour and music that gave birth to the Beatles. Liverpool was created so that English kings could invade Ireland. Liverpool ships travelled the world carrying salt, coal, sugar, cotton and slaves. The city soon became one of the world's greatest ports. People have always flowed through Liverpool, sailors from every port in the world or countless refugees seeking a better life in the New World. They all left their mark on the city's culture. Today, Liverpool has a valuable legacy from its past history. Its restored docks and elegant buildings attract millions of visitors. Tourists still arrive here to follow the Beatles trail or to watch football. They can also watch horse racing or just simply visit a city with a place in so many family histories. Liverpool has survived its changing fortunes to rise again as a green and pleasant city that is still a gateway to the world. Cardiff. Cardiff was declared the official capital of Wales in 1956. Cardiff's recent history is linked to the growth and decline of the mining industry in South Wales. At one time, its port was the largest shipper of coal and iron in the world. Now it is encouraging service industries to restore its economic health. Naturally, the capital of Wales has a castle, and just to the north of Caerphilly is another beautifully restored castle from the 13th century. Cardiff has one of Britain's major universities, Glasgow. The word Glasgow means beautiful, green place. Until recently, though, this city did not live up to its name. For centuries, Glasgow has been a busy port and centre of heavy industry. But Glasgow has managed to change. Visitors nowadays see a new and clean, reborn city. Glasgow is also coming to the forefront of cultural activities in Scotland. In the culture sphere, it is equaling its neighbour and entrenched rival, Edinburgh. In 1990, Glasgow was named City of Culture by the European Community. You can visit the Glasgow Museum and Art Gallery, the Hunterian Art Gallery and Museum at the University of Glasgow. The recently displayed Burrell collection of fine artworks draws art lovers from all over Britain. Bath. The medieval town of Bath was built around a Saxon monastery. Its economy centred largely around the wool trade. Its great Abbey Church, which stands today, next to the old Roman baths, in the middle of the busy city centre, was begun in 1499. Most of the buildings in the present-day city of Bath are constructed from the same material, a luscious honey-coloured stone. It is said to be an inferior building material, but has held up nicely for well over 200 years. Its squares, crescents and terraced townhouses were constructed largely during the Renaissance. Bath was promoted as the ideal retreat from the rigours of London life and the perfect place for fashionable people to go for the season to take the waters. Modern Bath is an important centre for the arts and culture, with many museums, exhibitions, concerts and performances scheduled throughout the year. The highlight of the annual calendar of events is the International Festival at Bath beginning in May. It is a month-long celebration of music, the arts and other fringe events. Stonehenge. Stonehenge is surely Britain's greatest national icon. It is symbolising mystery, power and endurance. Its original purpose is unclear to us. Some have speculated that it was a temple made for the worship of ancient earth deities. It has been called an astronomical observatory for marking significant events on the prehistoric calendar. Others claim that it was a sacred site for the burial of high-ranking citizens from the societies of long ago. Canterbury. To many people, Canterbury is chiefly important for being the place where Thomas Becket was murdered in 1170. Thanks to this event, the cathedral was a popular destination for pilgrims from all over Europe, all throughout the Middle Ages. Geoffrey Chaucer's famous Canterbury Tales has sold more copies than any other work in the English language, except for the Bible. The story takes place on a 14th century pilgrimage, from London's Tabard Inn to the Shrine of St. Thomas at Canterbury. 600 years later, the pilgrims still come, and Canterbury is still enjoying the benefits. Dover. Dover became famous for its imposing white cliffs, which buttress the end of the North Downs. Dover's real importance lies in the fact that it is Britain's gateway to Europe, and Europe's gateway to Britain. Dover Castle is the earliest English castle, which has fortifications arranged concentrically. A modern traveller from Dover can choose the way to cross the channel. He can go by ferry, by boat train, by tunnel or by hovercraft. In the past, though, there were two other notable and less commercial channel crossings involving Dover. First, in 1875, Captain Matthew Webb became the first person to swim the channel. Then, in 1905, Louis Blériot landed there after making the first trans-channel flight.